I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the Executive Vice President of the Cleveland Browns. Good to have him back with us, J.W. Johnson. Hi, J.W.
Hey, J.W.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Boy, you are like a knight in shining armor over this Guardians conversation right now. I cannot wait to talk to you about the Browns right now.
Oh, good. Well, good. Well, excited to be on and you know, obviously, great news with the Guardians. We'll see how it all plays out, but know what it's like to deal with a name change and logo change as we did down in Columbus. So I'm sure it'll all work out in the long run.
Any advice?
Can we ask you one thing about that?
Sure.
How difficult is that? Because, you know, you guys were going to change the name and still keep Crew in with the Columbus Crew, and you guys caught a lot of grief, and you thought, okay, we'll listen to you. How difficult is it to try and appease a fan base while moving an image forward?
You know, not easy. Obviously, change is hard, right? For anything and a lot of people, but especially when you've been used to something for so long. But it's difficult. It's a challenge. You know, I think fortunately the soccer culture and supporters and things are a little different than other sports franchises, but. It's never easy. It just takes time. Sometimes you got to listen. Sometimes you got to, bite the bullet and figure it out. And other times you got to hold your ground. So we'll see what happens. And again, it'll just take some time. I think people will get used to it in the long run.
JW, how are things going for you? I mean, I look at, you know, like when we first met and now where you are with the Haslam Sports Group, that it's like things are so much bigger than when you guys first walked in the door, whether it's the new stadium down in Columbus or the Crew or the new expanded with a new name look in Berea where there's some expansion down there, or even just having a football team that people really consider to be a Super Bowl contender. How are you? How's the family? And how has life changed for you guys since you first walked in the door here?
Just a little bit, Andy, just a little. But no, we're doing great, man. Things are good. We're, things are doing really well down in Columbus. We're excited about lower.com field and that building's incredible. And I encourage you and anybody else that's listening to get down there and check it out. It's, you kind of have to see it to believe it type of place. It's beautiful. The amenities are incredible. The team's playing well. We would have liked to have gotten 3 points on Wednesday, but it's a great experience. The team's doing well. And I would say the crew's been fun. And obviously what we're talking about today is the Browns, right? So, it's exciting times here. We're fired up to get camp going here. 75th anniversary. Alternate uniforms. We got a lot of good things going on. Obviously, we got a great new partner with Cross Country Mortgage, here as our naming rights partner at the facility. And there's a lot of good things happening, and it'll all be much better once we get the season going and we can start stacking up wins.
J.W. Johnson joining us, Executive Vice President of the Browns. How do you manage expectations, J.W., because there are plenty of them on this team this year, and J.W., for really good reason. Team's coming off a phenomenal season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's good to hear and exciting, and I'm just happy for the fans and for the city and for people all over the world that are Browns fans, and it is exciting, there are some expectations, and that's great, but now it's up to us to go out there and perform, and I know Kevin and Andrew and the rest of the team are doing their part, and Kevin's message from day one, and it's plastered all over here the building, is just we got to go to work, and if we put the work in and come together as a team and continue to build this culture that we're building here in the building, feel pretty good about it. But it's just exciting and looking forward to getting everybody back here and getting to work, and we'll see what happens. But if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get the results.
It's, you know, I talk about the beginning to where we are now too. I mean, the arguments for a while there were, how are we going to get a win? Now it's about long-term contracts. And, you know, and I got to think that's a new world for you guys too, that now all of a sudden it's like fans are just clamoring to hear how contracts are going to play out for some of their favorite players. Sure. How do you like being in that world?
Yeah. Listen, we've got a lot of great guys that we're talking about. Obviously, you know, Denzel, Nick, Baker, Wyatt, other guys. So, you know, it's great to be able to have people that you've drafted and some other people that you were able to acquire that fit the mold of what we want the Browns to look like and to be, and great players and great people. And we're I know Andrew and his team are working diligently to figure that out. We'll leave that up to them. But obviously, we'd love to keep all those guys here, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
With that in mind, JW, you've got so much talent on this football team. How pleased are you that, A, as expected, the offense comes back pretty much intact,
right?
And, B, you've made some real serious additions to a defense that needed some serious additions?
Yeah, Andrew and Paul and that whole team have done just a fantastic job this offseason, especially on the defense. We knew that was a big point of emphasis. You know, they knew it was a big point of emphasis, and I think it just speaks to them on how they've been able to identify players and to be able to recruit them. And it's kind of nice now that I think a lot of people are like, want to come to Cleveland, be a part of this organization, know what we're trying to build here, what kind of the culture that we're trying to create. They realize how great this fan base is, and what it would be like to win in this town would be second to none. So, you know, those guys, hats off to them. And it's great to be able to have year two with Kevin and his system, and candidly for Baker and the offense to be in the same system and have some continuity and knowing all the same terms and the same things. We just, you know, it's the right thing to do. If you look at all the great quarterbacks that are out there and offenses, they've had the same coach, they've had the same system, and you know, I think hopefully we'll reap the rewards of that as the season progresses.
JW, what were your thoughts on the league yesterday telling teams, hey, this is what's going to happen if we have outbreaks for teams that don't have the full vaccination? What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously, you know, we know how hard it was last year in 2020 to be able to pull off a full season, and we did, and we didn't have, you know, obviously masks and social distancing and not having people in building and some buildings. So it was a true challenge. And, you know, I think the league really wants to, and us as a family and throughout the league, and I'm sure fans, we want to have a full season. We want to have fans in the building. So, you know, I think we're just trying to do our part, follow their guidance. And I think they've, you know, really realize that with the vaccines being available to people, that they have shown that they do prevent infection and can limit the disease. So I think they're just saying, hey, there's opportunities out there for people to stay safe, and we're just going to follow their guidelines and their guidance and do whatever we can to have a full season.
JW, what can you say to the players about the vaccine? I would think it's clearly a personal choice.
Sure.
But as a team, what can you guys do either to encourage or to allow them the freedom? I mean, how do you approach it?
Yeah, look, we've got a great partner here with University Hospitals, and they've done an outstanding job coming in and trying to educate the guys. And, you know, Coach and Andrew and all of us have done everything we can just to educate them, and they need to make an informed decision. And, you know, that's up to them. Obviously, we have encouraged guys to say, hey, you know, if life will be easier for you with the vaccine, and obviously you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your family, and obviously the fans. But you know, that's their choice. You know, we're trending in the right direction as far as where we are on the percentage, but we'll see what happens once the guys get back. But you know, all we can do is educate them and let them make their own informed decision.
JW, two questions. One, obviously the partnership named yesterday with Cross Country Mortgage for the Berea facility, but I mean, as we've seen some of the plans, it's more like going to be a campus than a facility with some of the expansion. Can you give us any insight on that? And then also the redevelopment of downtown, and you know how you know the Haslam Sports Group has kind of committed themselves a little bit to trying to see what they can do to revamp what we're seeing on the lakefront.
Yeah, obviously we're excited about cross country. What a great partner to have, and Ron Linhart, their CEO, obviously, you know, kind of an American dream starting this business here in Ohio, and obviously being a monster Browns fan and now being able to be a partner with us and having their name on our building, not just for that, but being great partners. You know, I said yesterday, you know, their culture is to be able, or their, you know, business model is to be able to provide their customers with the best opportunity to be able to be a homeowner. And, you know, obviously with us, we want to provide our fans with a great experience and obviously win championships. So kind of aligns, great alignment with them. We're excited to have them as partners, and we'll see what happens here long term with the campus. We're still working through some long term plans with that, but there will definitely be some expansion here at the Cross Country Mortgage campus and here at the Browns facility in years to come. To answer your second question, as far as the lakefront goes, you know, listen, I think candidly, the lakefront is one of the most underutilized resources we have here in Cleveland. It's spectacular. And, you know, obviously if we can figure out a way to connect downtown to the lakefront, and if that happens to kind of get down towards First Energy Stadium, and we can find ways to continue to activate that, we're going to be a part of it. We're here for the long run. We're not going anywhere. You know, we want to keep our stadium downtown, and if we can just continue to bring Browns fans and Clevelanders alike down to the lakefront, we're going to do our part to try to help that out.
J.W. Johnson joining us, Executive Vice President of the Browns. J.W., in the first several seasons of the Haslam ownership, there was a search for the right mix, and
right.
Continuity was not there.
Sure.
Now you have continuity with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski coming back for a second season, and you mentioned the work that they've done. What's the feel like in the building amongst the employees, amongst the team, that things are rolling out again as they did last year? And really, I think the most continuity, and it's been only 2 years, that you've had under the Haslam ownership.
Yeah, I think it's just, like I said, alignment. You know, Andrew and Kevin, the quote unquote, the cliche in football is they're joined at the hip, and they really are. They have the same vision, the same mindset on how they want to build this team, what they want the team to look like. You know, as Kevin talks about, Andrew's smart, tough, accountable, reliable, you know, tough. So, you know, those are the kind of guys we're looking for, and that's the mindset we have. And I think everybody here in the building just follows that, you know, work hard and you'll get results. And that's just not on the football side, that's on the business side, from ticketing to partnerships to, you know, to the community, et cetera. So it's been great to see. And actually, we're starting to get people back in the building, which is really nice. I know a lot of our team members have been home, and they've been real troopers about it and had to deal with a lot. But we're excited to get people back. And more importantly, we're excited to have our fans back here at camp and also at the stadium this year. So the two of them working together, it's been great. It's been nice to have that alignment, that continuity, and we're excited to have them for a long time.
Hey, what can fans expect this year when they get into the stadium? I mean, especially with how things change a little bit, and just, you know, I don't want to say restrictions, but just anything new at the stadium, anything that we need to know about?
You know, nothing really. Obviously, we still want everybody to be there. We're going to follow along with, obviously the state and local officials on what that looks like. But right now, we are planning to have a full building. We'll still have the full complement of great game day content. You know, obviously we'll be able to offer all the great F&B and things like that. I know we'll also have some new facial recognition technology for people. We encourage them to sign up to be able to basically use your face as your ticket. So go online and check that out. It's actually pretty cool. We're doing that in Columbus, but, other than that, mostly the same, you know, and, it'll be fun to have that home field advantage. And again, you know, 67,000 Browns fans going crazy for our team is, you know, and when we'll need them late in the season, actually candidly all season, because every game's important, as we know in the NFL. So, be the same, but we're just excited to get everybody back.
JW, use your face as a ticket is an open invitation for funny lines, you know.
I know, I'm sure. But check it out. It's really cool technology, I must say.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. Odell Beckham Jr. coming back. What's that mean for the offense? What's it mean for the organization?
Well, I'm just happy for Odell, and obviously it was really challenging for him. And I'll never forget seeing him in the locker room post game and how devastated he was about the injury. Because, you know, I think things were starting to click, and you know, with him and the offense and everybody else. So I'm just happy that he's back and he's strong and ready to go. And Look forward to hopefully having him here for a full season, healthy, and seeing what this offense looks like. I mean, Odell is just a dynamic player, and he's a great teammate, and we're happy for him to be back and getting grooving in this offense again.
I'm curious just your thoughts on Kevin Stefanski from last year. And, you know, he was new to all of us last year.
Sure.
You know, we finally got a chance to see him. I think that fans love the guy right now, especially when you're winning, everything's easy. But tell us something we don't know about him and why things seemed to work so well last year under his regime.
You know, Kevin is just one word I would say. He's unflappable. I mean, there's really not much that phases him. You're going to get the same guy day in, day out. And he's just steady, cool, calm, and collective. And, you know, he knows what to say and when to say it. He's not going to be very long-winded. He'll get to the point, get his message across, and move on. And I think the way he communicates with the team and his message, it resonates with everybody. And they're buying into what he's selling, and what he's selling is pretty strong. So, like I said, Kevin's just a great man, and he is just unflappable, and we're really happy to have him here. He's a great coach and a great person.
Let me ask you this one about him, JW. when we hear Kevin, and I appreciate this in anybody, but especially in a guy in his situation, did they win? Did they lose? Did something go well at practice? Did it go poorly? I can't tell by his disposition and his approach to what he's doing and what he's saying. Can you guys tell? Is he different when he's not talking publicly as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
No, you know, we have meetings with him every once in a while, and it's still pretty much the same. You know, he'll tell you like it is, and, never really gets angry or upset, just kind of like, hey, lay it out. Let's talk about it. Here's some things we need to address, and let's address it. So, no, what you see is what you get. There's no Jekyll or Hyde with Coach Stefanski, that's for sure.
Last question for me. Do you think we'll see any, especially with you having the crew and having the Browns, any chance for some crossover maybe? And we all know there are a ton of Browns fans in Columbus, and there are soccer fans in Cleveland that are dying to see a product like the crew. Any chance we could see some synergy between the two teams with maybe a little bit of crossover, make some maybe exhibition stuff, or is that even in the thought process?
I don't know. You know, to be determined. I know we've got some players that are soccer fans. I know Anthony Schwartz is a big soccer head, and I think David Njoku and Odell. So we'd actually like to get some of those guys down there to check out the stadium and see the team. So we'll see. But to be determined. You know, the stadium is so new and young, and we're working through some things and getting things figured out down there. But potentially we'll see. You know, it could be kind of fun maybe to have an exhibition game up here at First Energy Stadium. But that's a long ways away. But we'll see. But it's a good idea. I like that, Andy.
Hey, I'm working for you right now.
All right, appreciate it.
I love both teams, so that's why it's easy for me.
JW, let me ask you and leave you with this one, a big picture question about the franchise and about the city. You know, you guys are doing stuff on the lakefront. Andy and I have screamed forever. Boy, do we love something like Lucas Oil Stadium, multi-purpose, indoor and everything. You just built a new place in Columbus. You've sunk a lot of money into the stadium. It looks terrific. It does the job.
Sure.
But are you thinking long-term down the road about anything more, or continuing to enhance what we already have?
You know, I think those are all the things we have to look through. I do think we'll try to figure out some improvements to the stadium. I know I've seen people that have, I'm sure there's probably some Twitter account out there about putting a dome on the stadium and doing different things. Who knows? To be honest with you, I personally like playing in the elements. And gosh, I think it might have been the Eagles game where we had all three seasons at one point, it was crazy, and the fans loved it. And, I think those are the kind of things that home field advantage that you want to take advantage of. So, I know it's a challenge, but we'll see. We'll see down the road. But we'll try to figure out some improvements for the stadium as we progress down the road.
Well, I think the stadium looks great. You know, when they put it up in '99, they had to do it in a hurry.
Right.
You know,
right.
And we've always said they opened up the drawer, pulled out stadium designs, and did it. Al Lerner, when he owned the team, took it from there and added to it. You guys have done that even more so, and it looks terrific. Just wondering down the road, you know, what might be in store. So we'll find out down the road.
Yeah, we'll see for sure. We'll always kind of find ways to innovate and improve for sure. So,
good luck with training camp.
Well,
we're
thanks.
Pumped.
We're, yeah,
can't wait for the season.
We're excited. We're looking forward to having fans here. It should be great. And just one thing, just to touch on, Saturday at 10 a.m., we at the Pro Shop and exclusively on our Browns app, you'll be able to purchase the new 75th Anniversary Edition jersey, as well as our 1946 collection. And I'll say this, the first 72 hours, guys, all the proceeds will go to our Stay in the Game Foundation Network, which obviously focuses on education, chronic absenteeism, and sports. So encourage people to get down there Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and get your hands on the new gear. And I think people will like it. And we're just excited about the season and 75 years and all that we've got looking forward to. And, again, having the best fans in all of sports. As I've said, Browns fans are undefeated. And we're just so fired up to get them back in here and put a good product on the field for them to cheer about.
JW, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, JW. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Talk to
you soon. JW Johnson, Executive Vice President of the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.